The weekend's cultural highlights in our region include a huge three-day bluegrass and roots music festival, a solo piano recital by a renowned virtuoso, a scion of Afrobeat, an alternative rock and arts festival, dance works, and a whole lot more. What do Roseanne Cash, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, Old Crow Medicine Show, Glenn Hansard, The Devil Makes Three, The Infamous String Dusters, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and Aoife O'Donovan have in common? First of all, they're all roughly in the category of bluegrass, country, folk, and roots music. Secondly, they are all performing at this weekend's Fresh Grass Festival at Mass Smoka in North Adams, today through Sunday, along with about 50 other acts. Also on the bill at the annual Fresh Grass, which was a 2014 International Bluegrass Music Association Awards nominee for Event of the Year, are banjoist Allison Brown, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, guitarist Stefan Remble, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, Mr. Sun, UK experimental folk group Lau, mandolin virtuoso Sierra Hull, Texas blues and roots sensation Ruthie Foster, Northampton, Mass.-based alt-folk group Parsonsfield, and Mexican bluegrass artist Rana Santa Cruz, as well as 2015 Fresh Grass Award winners Old Salt Union, Zoe and Cloyd, and Mile 12. For something a little more ethereal, renowned concert pianist Simone Dinnerstein will perform a solo recital of works by two of my all-time favorite composers, Franz Schubert and Philip Glass, in the Music and More series at the Historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Singer-songwriter Vieux Farka Touré will bring his signature blend of Malian blues and world music fusion to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. On his own, and with collaborators from all over the world, Vieux Farka Touré has forged a distinctive musical blend, drawing on the music of his native Mali, and particularly that of his father, the late legendary Malian guitar player Ali Farka Touré, combining rock, Latin music, and other sounds from around the world. In particular, Vieux Farka Touré's music explores the tonalities of West African music that is echoed in American blues. Minimalist metal duo Bell Witch, black metal duo Wolves in the Throne Room, indie folk rocker Angel Olsen, and Texas post-rockers Explosions in the Sky all headline this year's Basilica Soundscape at Basilica Hudson today through Sunday. Visual artists featured include Cal Lane, Heather Benjamin, and Lisa Larada. Spoken word performers reading from the rafters will include Genesis Breyer P. Orridge and Amber Tamblin. Performances take place beginning at 6 p.m. this evening and 5 p.m. on Saturday. Dancer choreographers Jody Melnick, Stephen Recker, and Dan Herlin will perform excerpts from their work at American Dance Institute's End of Summer Shindig, which will also mark the debut of the organization's reinvention as a multidisciplinary performing arts organization called Lumberyard, paying tribute to the new space being renovated at a former lumberyard in Catskill, New York, on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. The event will also feature live music provided by Buckeye Rooster. And as for me, I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.